Given Sam hated the last news introduction, and these days a bong normally comes with news of a celebrity in trouble, I'm going to go for a nice, simple, easy one. This is a November BTC news update.
Hello and welcome back to the British Touring Car Podcast. It is December the 3rd today. It's about 5:30. So any news up till this point, we are going to cover you up and keep you up to date with. Anything that happens beyond that, we'll bring out another one later this month, possibly.
Yeah, the award show hasn't been forgotten about, but Christmas, illness and general. Mm. The calendar's an absolute arse this year.
Yes, it is.
December's like 3 weeks and it's Christmas. Yeah. And it's very difficult. So we've not forgotten about it. That might be slightly later than it was last year, but it will be coming out nearish the new year. Probably closer to the new year or into the new year than not.
But it will be before the end of the year, I can guarantee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's happening. You're making that guarantee. Well,
I am.
Okay, that's a lot of pressure.
Clear your diary, mate.
There's no space. But yeah, a lot has happened since our last update, which was towards the end of October. So we're going to run through all the stuff we know. We are going to do a little bit of speculation, not too much, because we don't want to get too far down the rumour hole.
There's plenty of that on social media at the moment already. So
there is, but as the old saying goes, sex, drama, etc. sells. And sometimes to sell a podcast, you've got to do a little bit of speculation.
Yes.
So we'll be doing that. But let's stick with what we do know to begin with. And pretty much the day after we recorded, the rule tweaks were announced for the 2025 season. Some quite interesting ones in there. Mm-hmm. So the first one to bring you up to speed is that the engine specification rules have changed. So as from the 1st of April, effectively the start of the season 2025, a new two-year engine freeze will come into effect. So that means that no further developments can be made to homologated engines, that's a horrible word to say, for the 2025 or 2026 season. This decision, and I quote, ensures that the highest level of competitiveness of each engine will remain, but will also significantly save costs to the teams over the next 2 years. The quote didn't have "will it" though, in brackets.
The only issue that I find with this is we know how strong that Hyundai engine certainly was last season, and how bullet quick it was in a straight line, and we know that some of the other engines aren't quite up to that standard. And I think if you bring in that freeze, we could see a two-year period of dominance from one specific engine supplier,
absolutely,
which doesn't necessarily promote competitive racing.
No, I agree. It's for the homologated engines. So does that mean that if you're not a homologated engine, are you not using the Toko and you can carry on using?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I don't quite know. No.
We'll see how it all pans out going into next season, and I'm sure on ITV they will do a clearer outline of what that all means.
Yeah. Personally, I don't like freezing development of any car in any sport, because I think the whole point is that you develop the car as you go through the season.
Yep.
And actually, I know we're not on F1 podcast, but you look at the F1, look at the F1 this year, where the development war has been so interesting, from Red Bull dominating to not being able to take a win for months.
Granted, it is more aero based in F1, but there are still little tweaks and bits and pieces that can be made in touring cars as well.
Particularly for your Ferrari 2017 with your weird engine fuel inlet that the FIA just secretly told you to stop using.
Outlawed, that's done.
Yeah, but no, this year in F1, you've seen the advantages of teams being able to develop throughout the season. You've seen. Yeah, okay, we haven't had a particularly close title battle because Max has won it so far in the season, but McLaren's coming on throughout the season, Mercedes have been there some races, Ferrari as well, and it's actually made the sport more interesting than it has been in recent years.
Yeah.
Moving on to tyres for 2025, it'll be mandatory for the three overall podium finishes in race one to run the hardest Goodyear compound available, this in race two, as opposed to the top 10 from this year. Makes perfect sense to me.
Do you think three is the right amount?
I think three is the right amount. I think I quite like it. I mean,
even with the possible, as we'll get on to, expansion of the grid, possibly.
Yeah, but if you're going to make this as a rule, I don't like the rule per se.
No,
as
you discussed, I know you don't.
As we discussed in another 10 minutes, I think we did the tyres with. I think it could be handled another way. But if we are going to go down the route of making people have to take the tyre they're finishing the top for in a certain top finishing order, then the top three makes more sense than the top 10. We saw last year, I forget which round it was, it became basically a two-class system,
it
was just silly.
Snetterton, we saw that happen.
Yeah, so I think three is better than 10, albeit I still don't like the idea of having to have that rule in place. I think it takes a little bit of the tactics out of it. And I think it will be interesting to see whether we see teams running in the top three, or maybe even two, three, four, because there are going to be some four-car teams that we're going to get to, swapping title contenders out of the podium places to give them the soft tyre in the next race. I think, we saw Huffy this year deliberately fall out of the top 10 as not to have to take
it's,
the hardest
it's
tire.
It's going to be the difference of 3 points. As long as the point system doesn't change, obviously, it's going to be the difference of 3 points between third and fourth.
Yeah.
And at the end of the season, if you can then go on to gain those points back in race three, or race two, basically, then it may well be worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm still not overly happy with this tire. But we'll see how it works. I think it's got more chance of working with the top three than it does the top 10, because I think you generally, and without getting the comment section screaming at me, the best drivers finish in the top three, whereas not necessarily the best drivers finish in the top 10, and therefore you're actually seeing their skill to maintain their position for race two. That little caveat to all of that is that at Thruxton, there's the usual exception that we'll only be using the hard tyres because soft tyres go bang and don't cope around the abrasive nature of the circuit. Next is the safety car procedure, which is quite interesting. I quite like this. So a new safety car procedure will be introduced to ensure, and I quote, a smoother, closer and safer restart to all sessions. Now, I've not seen an unsafe restart for a long time. But
I don't think I have either. I think they would have been probably better going down the line of full course caution sort of things and VSCs. We've seen code 60s used in other echelons of club racing throughout the UK. And I think that would be something that would be good to bring into the touring cars eventually. But
yeah, so the current rules is the same as F1's, and the lights go out on the safety car and it starts to peel away. The lead car becomes a safety car effectively, and it sets the pace. And we saw
they can choose when to go.
Yeah, how long they want to weave, when they want to try and put the foot down. But once they've accelerated, they can't then stop again. Once they go, that's it, they've got to go. The new rules will be that when the safety car lights are turned off, indicating it'll accelerate away from the pack and return to pit lane, all the cars must cease weaving, braking and or accelerating and stay no more than two car lengths from the car ahead of them. I look forward to that being policed with the fact we can't get track limits, right? So I look forward to seeing how they're going to police that. This is a little bit more akin to NASCAR restarts, and it's require the race leader to maintain approximately the same speed of the safety car when lights went out, which is also interesting.
I think the most interesting point about this is certainly a track like, just off the top of my head, Donington. Yes, okay, you're coming down to the last chicane, but the safety car would have probably gone halfway down the back straight.
Yep.
By the time you get to Redgate, you could have fairly cold tyres and cold brakes.
To add to this, the race leader is required to maintain approximately the same speed as the safety car was using when it extinguished the lights until the leader has passed the new restart point, which is designated each circuit, which is hopefully alleviate some of that.
Yeah.
Once that's been passed,
it's effectively a safety car line, the same sort of thing that you would get in F1.
Yeah, once that's passed, they can accelerate back up to the racing speed and they cannot overtake until they pass the green flag at the control line.
Yep.
I
can honestly see that causing possibly more chaos.
Yeah, I can. I'm not, to be honest with you, I've not seen what I would call an unsafe touring car restart for a long time. And I kind of think to myself, if something's not broken, don't try and fix it. This is an odd one to pick. I don't necessarily mind the NASCAR style of, it's going to be all akin to a rolling start effectively, which I suppose is just, but yeah, I'm not fully on board with that, I have to say. Then the Jack Sears trophy, the eligibility rules for the competitors in the Jack Sears has also been tweaked. Drivers that have previously won the Jack Sears and or have scored more than one outright podium in the touring cars will not be eligible for the Jack Sears.
So originally it was a podium and it's a very small tweak.
Yeah.
When I originally read it, I thought, what's the change? But yeah, it is just the fact that there's that one, it has to be more than one podium. I don't know why.
I don't understand that either, really. I think it makes more, I think it's even more bizarre that they allowed Osborne to run this year having had a podium, but because inherited it, it didn't count.
I think that's what they're trying to clarify in this. But
again,
it's a weird one.
Again, it's a weird one, isn't it? Yep. I don't fully understand that one. And then finally, qualifying format. I do quite like this one, actually. This makes sense. Actually, if we go back to start of the season, I highlight this. This might be a problem. So grid positions for cars that do not progress from both groups in the first part of the qualifying session will be changed. Those from group one who do not progress into part two will line up on the even numbered side of the grid, and those in group two on the other side, thus preventing a change in weather or track conditions having an adverse effect, which I think I said at the start of the season, that if part A is wet and part B is dry, it's unfair because you can't really handle that. And they have listened to me, which I'm very pleased to say. I've had a small part of the touring
cars. You were the full driving force behind that.
Yeah, and then the final thing to mention is that Alan Gow, as you may have seen, is the hybrid is gone and we're going to the sustainable fuel. And he also thinks that we can introduce hydrogen racing in the future. Now, given we couldn't get a push of a button, right? I'm doubtful to whether we can pioneer a brand new form that is not been used anywhere else, but we'll see. We'll see. The sustainable fuel is, however, a good step if you want to... Oh dear, maybe it's not.
I'm amazed by his comments on it. He thinks that we'd hit possibly the limit for hybrid, which is why
had a good season. It worked for one season. So
Almost went like Jay from In Between Us, completed it, mate.
Yeah, pretty much.
And we'll move on to something else.
Yeah, pretty much.
When you've got a system that worked so well last season, I find it difficult to move on from that so quickly.
Oh, I completely agree. I think it's nonsense.
If you're going to develop the hydrogen power in the background, by all means, just like they did with hybrid. Yes, okay, it didn't work first of all when it came in. But the hydrogen fuel element is a completely different system to what we've got with hybrid. There were so many different variations that had to be ironed out with hybrid, whereas the hydrogen fuel cells and hydrogen powered engines are fairly on and off.
I'll tell you what as well, if you thought the hybrid system was expensive, the hydrogen system I think would be crazy. But that's not... Well, that is speculation further down the line because we're not there yet. What we have got this year is 100% sustainable fuel.
Yes.
So no fossil fuel. No fossil fuel element to the racing liquid that we'll be putting in the cars. Obviously, Darren De Leon tested it for two rounds towards the end of last season. Silverstone, not so good. Brands Hatch, he was pretty good. So
nice and competitive.
Yeah. So I don't think we'll see a major drop off in car speeds using this. It's an important step. Whether you are. It depends which side of the climate debate you sit on. However, it's not a bad thing to find a more sustainable way to race, in my view, anyway. As long as the racing isn't compromised by the fuel.
I personally think that sustainable fuels have always been the route that F1 want to go down because they are an internal combustion engine. They want to stay with that sound, stay with that kind of smell and that aura that you have with the noise and everything that goes together. And I think the touring cars want to move towards that as well, rather than going down an electric route.
I'd hate the touring cars going electric. Yeah,
it's a way that we can keep the internal combustion engine and the noise and, as I say, the aura of it all still there. And I think the sustainable fuels is probably what will continue down for a long time. I know Gal was looking towards 2 to 3 years to get in hydrogen fuel power in there, but I'm not sure it will be necessary by that point.
As I say, it's a bold move by a sport that couldn't get hybrid right. But there we go. Okay, into some other news on the grid nature. So we've had a few...
Plenty has been happening.
Yeah, but only a few actual driver announcements. Yeah. So Jake Hill is announced to be back at Team BMW with Laser Tools Racing. So he's going to stay on that side of the garage. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. And they are looking to have a teammate as well. They've announced that they're looking to have that, and they have got, we'll get to TBLs in a moment, but they've got the TBLs for that to be in place. No great surprise to have Hill back there, championship winning driver, back in the stable that he's won it in. Makes sense. Stability is as good as the rest.
The only thing that I can see changing there is obviously him possibly having that teammate coming alongside him and possibly some of the sponsorship on the car, because we know there are some deals going on behind the scenes, possibly involving LKQ and the Eurocar parts side of things.
Yep. Another driver announced is over at Unlimited Motorsport. They're looking to become a two-car team, and the first driver announced there is Maximus Hall from the Minis. You'll recognise him because he had the eyes on the front of his car.
Eyes and the big teeth green face on the front of the Mini, yeah.
And it's been a while, really, since we've had a driver come through the Formula.
Pearson's the last one, in my mind.
Yes.
Pearson came through from the Minis, obviously, with that Accelerate programme, but this seems to be outside of any sort of programme.
Yeah, Zeos is the other one. Yeah.
Unless Unlimited are going to start to expand their horizons and move into the lower Formulas, which I don't see them doing yet, because they're going to concentrate on that touring car double drive.
Yeah, I mean, he had a solid season in Minis. It'd be interesting to see how he gets on in the big league. If they keep De Leon, and it's not announced, but if they do, that's going to be a very young team, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but equally, there's going to be a lot of learning. So De Leon is quite experienced in touring cars for a man so young.
The press releases towards the end or even the start of last season, when they were possibly looking into expanding the team this year, kind of suggested that De Leon should be there, but as you say, we've had nothing to confirm it as of yet.
No, and we have seen Patterson testing in the car, and it might have been a case of it was Patterson or Hall for the seat, and Hall was able to get the deal over the line, and Patterson wasn't. But or it could be De Leon is going somewhere else, which I'll touch on in a moment when we get there. But in terms of actual people announced, they're the only two drivers in the November period that have been formally announced, and then of course the it's like Christmas, really. Christmas comes early. It's the TBL list, isn't it, where we get to see who's got what and where we think everybody's going to be. So let's go into full speculation. Let's get that rumour mill really cranking, really cranking now. So Alliance Racing, a.k.a. Napa, have got four TBLs. It's going to be the same team. The only question, well, not announced, but we know Sutton's got a multi-year deal, as is Camish. Osborne's going to be there, you'd have thought, because Dad owns the team. And as long as Robotham recovers and we send him our best as he recovers from his heart surgery and we send him, as I say, our absolute best and speediest recoveries, as long as he's recovered in time, you'd have thought he'd be there. And you can't see that team changing unless there's external factors.
And we already know that they're continuing with the Ford Focus for this season ahead and then moving on to a new manufacturer next year after that. Who knows?
Yeah. Accelerate Motorsport have got four as well. I believe they're sticking with the Hyundai. Their press releases of the two Toms have been in front of the Hyundais. And of course, they've got Virtue on board this year as a main sponsor. And that's been put onto a Hyundai. So it looks like they're going to keep the same car. We've got Tom and Tom there. Nick Howson has announced that he will not be returning to the team next year. He's looking to stay in the sport, but not at the Accelerate team.
Plenty of speculation to follow on that one.
Absolutely. Dan Zios' Mini is up for sale, which suggests that he's not going back to the Minis.
It would amaze me if he hasn't got a drive there this season, especially with Halstead making that announcement that he won't be there and the fact that of the success that Zios had in those final three rounds in the Hyundai, it felt like he was comfortable there and at home. So it's really just down to money now.
And as we'll touch on in a moment, money might not be as big a problem now. And I'll get onto that in a moment. But there's a four there. Speedworks Motorsport. This is interesting. There were some talks about them downsizing. Yeah. Obviously, Andrew Watson's left.
Plenty of rumours around that. Obviously, and as you say, Andrew Watson leaving. The LKQ Eurocar Parts sponsorship probably
up in the air. Yeah.
Moving on to possibly somewhere else. Questions over whether Moffitt's form last season was good enough to keep him on. I think Huff did more than enough to be kept on if he wants to be.
Yeah, but there's been rumours of him potentially looking to dabble in a format of TCR.
Yep.
So yeah, to have them now. Of course, what I should say, and it did say this in the post yesterday, this is just the agreed list for now. They don't have to fulfil them. They can give them back. They can loan them. They can lease them. They can sell them. And if there's a new team coming in, I think Toker have to agree to that sale. Yep. And there's a certain team that isn't listed here that has been making a lot of noises on social media that they're part of the touring cars this year. So maybe they've got two from Speedworks, potentially. That's something we haven't looked at. But anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. So they don't necessarily have to put out the four, but they have applied for and got four going into the 2025 season. No announcements there as of yet. I expect that, apart from, as we said, that Watson will not be returning for the 2025 season there. West Surrey Racing, also known as Team BMW, they've got four. Now, they did have four going into last season. They only fulfilled three.
Well, apart from one round where they had...
So, obviously, you've just said Jake Hill's back at the Laser Tool side of things, and they are looking for a teammate. People that have been linked with that so far, and I'm stressing linked only, obviously, Bobby Thompson, because he was there in the Barney car for one race. Pearson's name's been branded about, although that's been refuted in some corners of social media. And then after that, it's sort of...
Make up what you like, really.
Well, potentially Moffat go on the fact that there's potentially something brewing with LKQ that has been announced there as well. But
there's also the rumour that Dick Bennett has gone on to say that certainly two of the three drivers from last season will be returning, making suggestions that possibly Morgan wouldn't be there. And where he goes, we don't know. He may go off to race classics with his father. It really depends, because there's been an end of partnership there with the Sicily BMWs getting moved across to that team as well.
Yep, and Turkin hasn't been announced there as of yet, but you'd have thought that with Hill being one of the two, if Turkin wants it, he's got the seat there, and I think he probably will stay, to be fair. Slightly interesting, PMR, I've only gone for, again, on paper, I've only gone for two. I thought it might go back to three. However, I suppose they have got on the horizon, and we say every year that car has got a shelf life, not just because how old it is, but because regulations say it's got a shelf life. I think this is the last year they can run it.
So do I.
So, and what with Vauxhall closing down the Luton branch and not having a new shape Astra.
I think it's more crucial that, I think there is a newer shape Astra that they could use.
However, there is.
I believe the timing is going to fall quite nicely for those Fords to be available. And That's I don't true. Think it would be a bad...
that's
bad
true.
Decision from Adam Weaver to possibly move in that direction, knowing how good a car that Ford has been for the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, Aaron Taylor-Smith has announced he's there on his social medias. Yep. Second place not fulfilled. You'd imagine that if Dobble can get the funding together, he has put a social media post out saying he wants funding for the 2025 season. So I imagine if he can get that package together, we'll see Dobble there. But again, that is not confirmed. Then we go to Restart Racing. He obviously raced the Cupras last year with Sumpton and Smiley. Sumpton has left the team. He's announced that on social media.
Yep.
And the big news out of there is that they will not be racing Cupras this year. They've actually...
yeah.
Well, Accelerate had said last year they were open to the idea of becoming a customer team. And they've got their first customer. Accelerate are going to be running two Hyundai. So that's not a surprise necessarily. Don't forget Smiley did race a season at Accelerate in the Hyundai. And this may also play into Zeos's hands because there could potentially be a place of Zeos at Restart as part of the deal.
Yeah.
Or because they've sold two Hyundais to Restart, suddenly the required amount of funding for a Zeos might have come down. So there's two ways of looking at that. Smiley hasn't been announced as being there, but you'd imagine that he would be.
Yeah, I think the other connection that there is with Restart taking on those Hyundais is we know that Matt Neal and that Team Dynamics entity kind of sort of merged with Accelerate last season. But he was also in a driver coaching role for Smiley for a lot of the rounds last season. So I wonder whether some of that partnership has rolled over into that.
However, the other potential for Smiley would be the fact that the Phoenix rises from the ashes and One Motorsport have got themselves two licenses. Now, One Motorsport effectively took over BTC Norling and the Civics. Raced a season with Cook, Moffat, Powell and Edwards, which didn't go swimmingly, I think it's fair to say.
No.
Took a break last season. They were famously gone Motorsport for last season.
There was some controversy behind the scenes as well that meant that Mr. Powell had to leave rather abruptly.
Yeah.
And I thought at that point he was the one that brought Motus One across to create One Motorsport. So it appears that that name is still rolling around and possibly being used in other formulas as well.
Yeah, so
they did say that they would be back this year.
They did. I'll come back to One Motorsport in a moment because the only other two, there's 24 in total, the only other two are unlimited. We've gone through that slightly. They'll be racing Coopers as far as we're aware.
Yep.
Hall is one of them, and I'd have thought most likely Denion, but Denion could move across to Restart or even potentially, but I would have thought he'll still be there.
Yep.
We don't know, that's speculation. Right. One Motorsport then. There's a lot of talk off the grid. There's a current team on LinkedIn, of all places, that are advertising the 2025 season. They've got a website. They're called Vortex Racing. Now, they're not mentioned in the TBL list because they've not got TBLs at the moment, which isn't, as I say, a sign of not on the grid.
So no, some people are
questioning.
Not at all.
Some people are questioning, is this real? Are they actually even a real team?
Are you thinking Fire Festival vibes?
No, I think that One Motorsport will either be loaning their or selling their licenses to Vortex or rebranding themselves a Vortex, or two from Toyota will drop down to Vortex.
Okay.
They're making a lot of noise for a team that online hasn't got a license.
Yeah.
If One Motorsport run themselves as One Motorsport, then they'll presumably be running Honda Civics.
You would have thought so, yeah.
Vortex look to be running Cupras if they are in the sport. That's what they've put out there on their online thing. Interestingly, I've been on their website and found they've got two different silhouettes for four different silhouettes, two sets of two. One of them does well. Yeah, some look interesting.
Some of the pictures you could possibly pick up outlines from drivers moving within the paddock and stuff like that. Drivers that have been in the sport over the last couple of seasons or so. And rumours are rife with names such as, obviously, Sumpton now announcing that he won't be with Restart.
Yeah.
Could possibly be one of those. We know that he owns his Cupra.
Well, we think he owns his
Cupra. We believe he owns his Cupra, so that may be...
Well, we're also at Restart aren't using Cupras. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
So that may be the case of those Cupras being moved across to that team. You speculated last night that one of the driver outlines possibly looked a little bit by Halstead, which would make sense in the fact that he says he might have some projects, new projects arising, and the fact that he's announced he won't be with Accelerate. But
wants to still be involved in the sport.
Exactly. Yeah. But one of the original pictures that was, or silhouettes that was released, could possibly be looking like a Nick Hamilton.
Yeah, who has, I believe, been on television. There was a Sky interview of him in one of the F1 rounds where I think he said he was trying to get back into the touring cars.
Yeah.
And then to add fuel to the fire, Michael Kreese put out a post last night saying he's trying to sprinkle a little bit on there. Just sprinkle a bit of sustainable fuel onto the fire.
Yeah.
He's looking to get back into the series for next year. But in fairness, I imagine there's lots of drivers looking to get back in the series. I've heard whispers that Lloyd has got a touring car route, if not an offer, or a Porsche route/offer. We'll have to see which way that goes. Again, it will all come down to funding.
Mm.
But yeah, there's a lot to be announced.
Yeah, Gamble was obviously champion in the Porsches last season.
Yeah.
Known for being in touring cars for a couple of seasons. He may well have a route back in somewhere.
Yeah, also you have links with Speedworks. BMW as well, links with Speedworks. Lloyd will potentially have links with Restart Racing through the Accelerate programme. Or even Accelerators, there is potentially two spare seats there. Pearson will be looking to get back on the grid in some capacity. I don't really see where he fits personally. Unless he goes to Speedworks, possibly.
There are so many changes that we could see this off season.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear your thoughts as to where, ideally, you'd like the drivers, where you think the drivers will actually end up, what cars you think the teams are going to be using, and whether One Motorsport will actually be back in a One Motorsport entity.
Yeah, I think some of the comments. Comments Cook might be hoping they are back in it once more, because I'm hearing from, and again it's only whispers and rumours, and that, but he might be struggling for funding, particularly if the plug has been pulled from
LKQ.
The Ada Moffat money tap.
Yeah.
It's
a substantial tap normally.
I know your thoughts on Aiden on the track, however, his ability to raise partners and sponsorship is incredible.
Yeah.
You think of how many he's had over the years, and he loses Laser Tools, who say we're not doing anymore. But by the way, we're going to go to Jake Hill. And he goes, all right, fine, I'll get you a car part since, screw you.
The irony that both those sponsors have then gone to Mark Blundell,
possibly.
Jake Hill.
Possibly.
Outlook.
Possibly.
It's quite ironic.
But we'll go for another tool company. We're going at Wearer Tools or something.
I was going to say Draper Tools didn't last long and Wearer Tools didn't last long.
Well, Draper
did they?
Are at Accelerate, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because that's how.
Not as main as they were, though.
No, that's why Tom Ingram's been doing some Southampton Football Club work through the Draper Tools stuff because he's not suffered enough this year by losing a title, having to go and watch Southampton play football.
Have you got any further thoughts and feelings going into December? Touring cars, that is. Not just generally.
You've guaranteed there'll be a show for the awards, which I'm nervous about your guarantee.
No,
so I'm just
going
to say, in case there's not, because you're making big plays for someone that is quite unreliable at times and is dicking off to Spain in a couple of days, just because. I mean, we could have done it this week, but no, you decided that you were going to go to the Costas. So, thank you everybody who's listened throughout the 2024 season. There's a lot more content coming. I've teased it a few times. We have got a few big projects that we are recording and editing and all that kind
of
stuff.
We've got an advent calendar currently.
We have. That's a very good point, actually. Yes, we've got, there is an advent calendar on the Facebook page. It's not on Instagram because they're more wordier pieces and the content gets lost in Instagram, and not all of them are picture based. And I'm not just screenshotting a long paragraph from Facebook to onto Instagram. It just looks bad. But yeah, good point. Get onto the Facebook page and count down to Christmas with us. If we don't speak to you before Christmas, there will be a Christmas message at the very least before the holiday season is truly upon us. If we don't get to do the awards before Christmas, it'll be his fault, because he's given you all this hope and he's standing here saying we will. I mean, are you taking the recording equipment? Were you on the plane? Do you want to do it on the plane?
No, we'll have time when we get back.
Okay. But yeah, thank you to everybody that's listened to us throughout the season. There will be a lot more content before a wheel gets turned in March. Anything you want to say?
No, I'm looking forward to the speculation now. Comment below all your thoughts and feelings about the touring cars going forward. And if you haven't already, get the bell on. Make sure you subscribe to all of our social medias, including TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. Till then,
cheerio.
Bye-bye.